Hello everybody, it's Jax Master here, and I'm here with my friend James. Say hi, James.
Hi.
And today we're going to be doing some trivia questions. I'll be asking the questions, and James will be trying to get them right. And whenever he gets one right, I'll mark it down on a piece of paper. We're going to do 20 questions. So let's get into this. No, James, this is not a game of 20 questions, just so you know. Okay.
Is it a game of 20 questions? Because it probably will be, okay?
Okay, it's kind of a game of 20 questions, but not the same as most people know 20 questions. Let's get started. What city in Australia has the highest population?
I don't know anything about Australia, so I don't know.
Just guess. Just guess.
I'm trying to think of a city in Australia.
Just
give
it a guess. You have 10 seconds.
Fine, I'll just do New England.
That's not in Australia.
I don't care. I don't know. I told you, I don't know any city
okay,
in Australia.
Okay, it's wrong. It's Sydney. The answer is Sydney.
Oh, wow. I forgot about
that. Yeah, I know. Okay.
It's funny how I forget about things.
Next question. The first McDonald's restaurant opened in which U.S. state?
Texas.
Final answer?
Texas.
Final answer?
Tennessee.
No, incorrect. It is California.
Dang it. I'll say Texas because everything is bigger in Texas.
Wow. Okay, next question. Third question. An octopus can fit through any hole larger than its what?
Suction cup.
No, its beak. Can fit through any hole larger than its beak. Next question. Fourth question. Who is the oldest person to sign the Declaration of Independence?
Abraham Lincoln.
He didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
Shut.
Wow. Okay, that's wrong. It's Benjamin Franklin.
Well, screw you, Benjamin Franklin. You didn't discover electricity?
He did not. Okay, fifth question. What is the third most abundant gas in Earth's atmosphere?
All right. Ozone.
Final answer? Yes?
Helium. Hydrogen.
No. It is argon. The correct answer. You still have a chance to win this. You need to get 10 out of 20 questions right to win this. Okay, question 6. What was Walt Disney's middle name?
Franklin.
Is that your final answer?
Sure.
Incorrect. Sorry. It is called... Elias? Elias?
Nah, I can't
see. Elias or Elias? I don't know. Okay, next question. Titan?
I forgot to mark it wrong.
Oh, yeah. I have a piece of paper. Titan, Enceladus, Mimas, and Iapetus are just some of the moons orbiting which planet?
Jupiter.
Is that your final answer?
Saturn.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct! Saturn is the...
Shouldn't that be up here?
I know. I'm just marking down which question we're on.
Oh, okay.
Saturn is the correct answer.
It has a crap ton of moons. It has a big ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Next question. The eighth question. The RMS Olympic and HMHS Britannic were sister ships to which other British passenger liner?
I don't know.
Just think a big ship. What's a big ship?
I still don't know.
What's the biggest ship known to man that they've made?
The Titanic.
That is correct. It is the RMS Titanic. Correct.
Yeah, I was thinking of different ships. Like space shuttle or spaceships.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
More clear. Watership.
Watership. I'm sorry. Lemurs, a type of primate, are native to what island nation?
Madagascar.
That is actually very correct. Nice job. Next question, question 10. The island of Great Britain is made up of what three somewhat autonomous regions?
England.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
Nope.
Nope. Do you give up?
Yeah.
Okay, it's England, Scotland, and Wales.
Dang it, I was thinking Scotland.
Yeah, sorry. Question 11. You can still win this.
Yeah, I just need to get the last seven right.
Yep. Okay, the Statue of Liberty was a gift to the United States from
France.
What country? Yep.
Learned about that in 7th grade.
Yep. Nice job.
The answer was either bronze or France. Because it used to be bronze.
Yeah, it used to be covered bronze. It tarnished.
Corrosion.
It tarnished.
Whatever.
Okay.
You need to use big fancy words.
It's a scientific...
I don't care.
It's a scientific...
Alright, whatever, let's go.
Okay, the 12th question. Which animal is the tallest in the whole world?
Giraffe.
That is correct. Question 13. The term wake, kettle, or committee refers to a group of what bird?
Robin.
Final answer?
Cardinal.
Is that your final answer? Come on.
I don't know any birds. Okay. How about Oriole?
No, that is incorrect. The correct answer is vulture.
Screw you, vultures.
Okay. Next question, question 14. In what year did Fidel Castro die?
I don't know who that is.
Neither do I. Let's skip that one. That's not a question in my mind. From the movie Bambi, what type of animal is Bambi's friend Flower? Not a flower. That's not an animal.
A beetle. I don't know. I was just saying something.
No, that is not correct. Is that your final answer, though?
No.
Okay. Just think different types of animals. I'll give you a hint. It looks kind of like a cat with a long tail.
Raccoon.
Nope, I'll give you one more hint. It looks like a cat that has a long tail, but if you get by one of these, you might have to rub yourself in tomato
skunk.
Juice. Yep, it's a skunk.
They do look like cats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Okay.
Apparently they make good pets.
I don't know. Question...
Just make it so they can't spray you.
Yeah, take their scent gland down? Or no, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Okay. Question 15. In the Harry Potter series, what is the name of Harry's pet owl? This one is simple.
Dang it, I watched one of the movies
a while ago, but simple.
I don't watch Harry Potter.
It's one of the names of the sixth grade band song. You gotta go to more band concerts. Come on, you can do it. It's an owl, pet owl.
One of yours?
What?
One of your sixth grade band?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what your pieces are.
Okay.
I might have had different ones. How about you say your three pieces?
No, because that's the name of one of them. Because
say them in alpha, and I'll probably find out.
Okay, do you not know?
No.
It's Hedwig.
Yeah, I didn't play that in sixth grade.
Okay.
I didn't play your same
okay,
thing.
Okay, I get it, okay? But I'm saying you should...
I played different better stuff.
You should go to more current band concerts. Next question, this is the... What question? The 16th? The 17th? I don't know. What question is it?
It looks like the 16th.
Yeah, this is the 16th question, I think. A puggle is a cross between which two dog breeds?
Wait, a what?
A puggle.
Poodle and a pug.
Is that your final answer? Do you have an answer?
Mm-hmm.
You're very close. Very, very close. You got pug right.
Okay, so it's just that. Goal.
The goal. What's the goal? It's a puggle. I don't know much about the other type of dog. But it sounds like one of the answers that you said before. For Bambi's friend, Flower. Sounds like that. You know?
Labrador.
No! Okay. Do you not know?
Okay, so there's...
It's right there. It's the
beagle.
Puggle. Yes, that is correct.
There we go.
The pug and beagle. The puggle. Nice one. Okay, question 17, I think. I don't know.
I like dogs with short legs.
Yeah, they're funny.
Then munchkin cats can't jump. Their legs are too short.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Okay.
So they need, like, a staircase to get to the window.
This is
well,
a
they
fun
might, they might be able to, like, reach up to your window.
Okay, this is a fun one. Superman is a fictional superhero from what fictional planet?
Krypton.
Correct. Krypton is correct.
I think about that for a little bit.
That's sad.
I'm not a Superman fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a superhero fan in general.
Neither
I'm more of a science
fan. But I know Krypton.
There's like
okay, this is question 18.
Iron Man.
18.
He's a science person, so
he's
I like
a
him.
Science person. Yep.
Yeah. He is. So.
Wow. Okay.
Jack actually.
Your jacket smells weird?
It smells good.
Oh, it smells good? Did you wash it?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I did, but not recently.
Oh, well, that's weird.
It smells like outdoors.
Okay, what takes an average of 8 minutes and 20 seconds to reach the Earth? This one is...
Light.
Yeah! From what?
The sun.
Yes, correct. Sunlight. Nice one.
We did a Kahoot recently.
Okay, we're on question 19, and you need one more to win
this.
And you win something when you get this. I don't know what you're going to win, but you're going to win something, okay? Okay. Okay. I believe in you.
I'm going to win 300 candies.
I believe in you, okay?
Later.
Okay. This is the 19th question. Second to last question. You need one more point to win a prize. Whatever the prize may be, you're going to win it if you get this question right. Or the next one. How do you say panda in Spanish?
Panda.
That's correct. It is panda. Okay, you have one. Do you want to do the last question just because?
Sure.
Okay, let's look at the last question. What dog breed native to Japan has a name that translates to little brushwood dog? You would not have gotten this one right if you didn't get the last one right. What is it? What is it, James?
Let's see.
Japanese translates to little brushwood dog. I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Poodle.
No. Okay. It's the Shiba Inu. Shiba Inu dog. Okay. And that's all of our questions and all of our time for today. James will get a prize. Actually, I'll tell you what the prize is. Let me go find something from my drawer of prizes for trivia games that I have. Be back in a minute. James, your prize is one piece of gum!
No!
Yes!
No!
Yes! Yes! It's so happy! Everybody's happy! Okay. Okay, thank you all so much for listening. And
do something better than a piece of gum.
No, you get gum. You get gum. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please listen to our next podcast. Goodbye.